Mark chapter 5. Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the district of the Gadarenes. And when he had disembarked from the boat, a man from the tombs, who was possessed by an unclean spirit, immediately went to meet him. He had his dwelling in the tombs, and no one could bind him, even with chains, because he had often been bound in shackles and chains, but the chains had been torn apart by him, and the shackles broken, and no one was able to tame him. And he was always in the mountains and the tombs, night and day, shouting and lacerating himself with stones. Then when he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and worshipped him, and he cried out in a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God not to torment me." For he had been saying to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And he had asked him, "What is your name?" And he had answered and said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he pleaded with him earnestly that he should not send them out of the district. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there near the mountain, and all the demons pleaded with him and said, "Send us into the pigs, so that we can go into them." At this Jesus immediately permitted them. So the unclean spirits came out and entered into the pigs, at which the herd rushed headlong down the cliff into the sea. There were about 2,000 of them, and they drowned in the sea. And those tending the pigs fled and reported it in the city and in the fields. Then they went out to see what it was that had happened, and they came to Jesus and saw the man possessed by a demon, sitting and clothed and in his senses, the one who had been possessed by Legion. And they were afraid. And those who had seen how it happened to the man possessed by a demon described it to them, and the matter of the pigs. Then they went on to ask him to depart from their district. But when he had embarked on a boat, the one who had been possessed by a demon asked him if he could stay with him. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, "Go to your home, to your family, and tell them everything that the Lord has done for you, and how he had mercy on you." And he went off, and he began to proclaim in Decapolis everything that Jesus had done for him, and everyone was amazed. Meanwhile, when Jesus had again crossed to the other side in the boat, a large crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. And it so happened that one of the officials of the synagogue came, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and he pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at death's door. I ask you to come and lay your hands on her, so that she should be saved and will live." So he went with him, and a large crowd followed him. And they were thronging him when a certain woman, who had had a hemorrhage for 12 years, and who had suffered much at the hands of many doctors, and who had spent everything she had, but had not been benefited in any way, and had rather become worse, having heard about Jesus, came in the crowd from behind and touched his cloak. For she said, "If I can just touch his clothes, I will be saved." And immediately her issue of blood dried up, and she knew in her body that she had been cured of her infirmity. Then Jesus, having become inwardly aware of the power which had gone out of him, immediately turned to the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" At this the disciples said to him, "You see the crowd thronging you, yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" Then he looked round to see her who had done this. And the woman, in fear and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down at him and told him all the truth. But he said to her, "My daughter, your faith has cured you. Go off in peace and be free of your infirmity." While he was still speaking, men came from the house of the synagogue official and said, "Your daughter has died. Why are you still troubling the teacher?" But when Jesus heard what was said, he immediately said to the synagogue official, "Don't be afraid, just believe." And he did not permit anyone to go along with him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he came to the house of the synagogue official and saw a tumult of people weeping and lamenting greatly. And he went in and said to them, "Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child has not died, but is asleep." And they laughed at him. But he sent them all out, and took the father of the child with him, and the mother, and those with him, and he went into the room where the child was lying. Then he took hold of the child's hand, and said to her, "Talita kumi," which, being translated, means, "Young girl, I say to you, arise." And immediately the young girl arose and walked around. Now she was 12 years old, and they were astonished with great astonishment. Then he ordered them strictly that no one should get to know this. He also said that something should be given to her to eat.